Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golcher dictating an endoscopy report on patient Lubov Schiff, date of birth 2/5/1945. Date of service April 4, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golcher. Referring physician is Dr. Fadi Yared. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. As well as colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, comma, cold biopsies, and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is nausea, comma, mid-epigastric abdominal pain, comma, anemia, comma, weight loss, comma, constipation. Description, procedure, home consent was obtained, period, possible complication, procedure including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, lesion lungs, or else the patient period, the patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitor anesthesia care period. Well, lubricated on the video, gastrocnemius was introduced into the esophagus and managed into direct vision for the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination made of the vulnerable second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, and esophagus period. Retrospective is obtained at the cardiac period, air resection from the stomach before withdrawal scope period. The patient is then turned around in left lateral position. A digital rectal exam was normal period. Well, lubricated on the video, colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic fracture, transverse splenic fracture, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum period. Retrospective is obtained at the rectum period. Boston Bath Prep score was graded as a 7-2-3-2, comma, good prep period. Patient size to go well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, the proximal metastasis appeared unremarkable. Next time, the Z line was mildly irregular at 37 centimeters from the bite block. Some biopsies are obtained to rule out Barrett's esophagus and evaluate for reflux changes. Next time, there was a approximately 2 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was a non-obstructive shock seizure. Next line, there was evidence of gastric erythema, more common in the antrum than in the body, comma, with prominent folds noted in the antrum, comma, biopsies were obtained in the antrum body for histology separately and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum overall appeared unremarkable to D2 portion, comma, biopsies were obtained in D2 to rule out celiac disease. The ampulla was not visualized. Next line, colonoscopy. Next line, the transverse colon. In the transverse colon, there was an approximately 10 millimeter sessile polyp removal with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were 3 approximately 10 millimeter sessile fecal polyps removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter transverse colon sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an irregularity to the mucosa in 2 different areas, noted at 80 centimeters from the anal verge. Comma, biopsies are obtained in these areas for histology. Next line, there were 2 sigmoid colon sessile polyps. One was approximately 8 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy, and the other was approximately 5 millimeters in size and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were moderate in size noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path and findings noted of the pathology of the irregular mucosa. Next line, given the weight loss, would recommend CP abdomen chest, chest abdomen pelvis. Recommend CT chest abdomen pelvis for further evaluation. Comma, patient is unsure if she has had these done at the hospital previously. Next line, if patient is found to be iron deficient on labs, would recommend pill cam endoscopy for further evaluation. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.